In a recent online post by Mr. David Ho, Member of Parliament of Jurong East, Bukit Batok GRC, looking forward to MND Singapore respond on how long parking demand take to stabilise. Since the last Parliament sitting in April, we have submitted a proposal addressing HDB concerns, showing how this consideration can be managed. Enjoy some of the slides from our 34 slides submissions. I hope this helped move the conversation forward. Here, I decided to dig deeper on what is this car parking discussion is all about. Well, back in the Parliament sitting on the 7th of April 2026, MP David Ho has asked the Minister for National Development, aside from demand, potential disamenities, fire safety, exit capacity, and structural loading, what other constraints may limit the conversion of underutilized HDB multi-story car park space for community use, and whether such constraint apply to the MSCP at Clementi Peak. In response, Senior Minister of State for National Development, Ms. Sun Xueling, replied that HDB periodically receive requests to repurpose multi-story car park for alternative use. She further explained that as MSCP are built for vehicle parking, HDB will need to carefully evaluate proposal to repurpose this MSCP. They have to bear in mind considerations such as resident needs and safety. The assessment also includes the factor cited by David Ho, such as having enough lots to meet the demand for parking over time. Potential disamenities to residents and technical consideration including fire safety requirement, exit capacity, and structure loading. She ended off by saying, and I quote, "In the case of Clementi Peak, the project was completed less than 4 years ago in July 2022. Parking needs have not yet fully stabilized, and it is too early to consider converting the parking space to other use at this junction." Here, David and his team responded by doing a ground-up initiative to produce 34 slides submission to MND to justify the argument that the MSCP in Clementi Peak is underutilized. The agenda include car park usage at Clementi Peak, addressing HDB constraint to potential use. Here in the argument, they explain that the top level of the car park show persistent underuse, with level 7 nearly always empty. This will cover over a period of 1 month. They also compare parking demand in another nearby BTO cluster, known as Clementi Heights. The survey also conclude that Clementi Heights MSCP on the uppermost floor were also heavily underutilized. Here, I have to agree with the MP. It is indeed true, the upper floor car park in most HDB estates are generally empty most of the time. That's why sometimes you see people having happy hour upstairs, especially at night, if you know what I mean. Anyway, they also argue that HDB estates have open lawns and residents can use this space for leisure. But the team also pointed out there is overcrowding of public space during peak hour. The team also covered concern on fire safety and even went to the extent of calculating the structural loading on car parking space to support their argument. The team from Worcester Polytechnic Institute and support of NUS, together with Clementi grassroots volunteers who are behind this initiative, also address potential disamenities to residents. Here, I wouldn't be covering them in details. You can read them all by yourself in David's Facebook post. On this part, I know where is HDB coming from. I also know where is David and his resident in Clementi Peak are coming from. After all, the ultimate goal is to strike a balance between all parties, so the HDB estate can be a wonderful place for all Singaporeans to live in and bring up our children. You say I talk sense or not? Anyway, any chance for the 4-room flat in Clementi Peak to be selling for $1.5 million upon MOP next year? Well, I think got chance. That's why lah, the name Clementi Peak already say it all. Peak of the peak. Anyway, I also sell HDB flats. If you are keen to sell your Clementi Peak at record price, I'll be more than happy to assist you.